Hey, this is John Lee Dumas, the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, awarded Best of iTunes, and you are listening to the Austin Real Estate Podcast by the number one agent, Eric Hegwer. Desires and their completion, and prepare to ignite.
So yesterday we had our weekly sales meeting, and after every sales meeting we spend an hour or so and go preview properties as a group. It's sort of like a realtor broker's tour. We get to go see houses that are going to be coming on the market soon. They aren't on the MLS yet, but we get a little leg up and get to see which houses will be coming in the next week or so. And yesterday we had our weekly sales meeting, and after that we got in the car and had a great conversation about the market and stuff on our way to River Place, where we saw a beautiful, beautiful new house that's coming on the market. It's actually not a new house, but it's a new on the market house, right around $850,000. This place was beautiful, 5 bedrooms, 4 full bathrooms, and it was interesting. So I was talking to the agent who was listing the house. I learned that it had been not staged, but the agent had provided quite a bit of input as to getting it to look perfect for the market. The agent had actually sold them this house a number of years ago, and the people who lived there had been in touch with the agent over the years whenever they wanted to do an upgrade. They asked for their input on flooring, light fixtures, windows, whatever, whatever, keeping in mind when they did these repairs and these upgrades, what the resale value would be any number of years down the road. And this agent, who's a very experienced agent, did a great job in providing amazing, amazing input for repairs. The house looked perfect. Honestly, it was perfect. The furniture fit everywhere just nicely. The floors had all originally been carpet. They were all torn up and put in with wide plank, acacia, dark wood boards. The windows had been redone. Everything looked incredible. You may be hearing a little bit of noise in the background today. Outside our office, I just want to share with you, we're across from a high school, and this high school is doing a mock drunk driving car crash today. And what you hear behind me is a Life Flight helicopter landing in the street right now. In fact, you can get a picture of this on my Instagram account. You can't tell right now, but I just took about a half an hour break in recording this podcast because I'm here at my office, and right across the street from us is Anderson High School. Prom is coming up soon. And one of the things that Anderson does to increase awareness of drunk driving and driving under the influence and driving recklessly is to have a mock crash in the parking lot right in front of our office. And you may have heard a helicopter a little bit earlier. You may hear some sirens a little bit earlier in the episode. That was them staging a crash where actually a student mock dies and Hearst comes and picks them up and takes them off of campus for the rest of the day. And there's actually a funeral that goes on in the afternoon, a mock funeral, I believe. They involve the parents. They involve other students who write obituaries. Another student is severely injured, pretend, and they are actually airlifted to a hospital where their family and friends are waiting for them, and they get the full ER treatment. And now with social media and whatnot, I'm guessing that there is a whole team of students, probably on the journalism side of things, that are recording it and sharing it on social media. It's amazing to think that that can all be spread through social media and the awareness that brings to driving under the influence. But this is a real estate show, and to tie this in, I guess, this is something that Anderson High School does here in Austin for juniors and seniors. And if your kid goes to Anderson, talk to them about this, ask them how it was. You'll know a little bit about their day. It's how our community gets involved, and I think it's a great thing that they're doing this, all the emergency vehicles. But anyway, this is a real estate podcast, and I was talking about a house in River Place, as I recall, that we just saw yesterday on our property tour, and how the agent had been involved throughout the process of them moving in and remodeling and now even selling their house, and they're going to get top dollar for this house, hands down. It's an absolutely beautiful house. It's a luxury type listing in a great neighborhood in River Place. River Place is one of those communities here in Austin. It's a suburb of Austin. It's on the west side of town. You may have heard of Steiner Ranch. River Place is on the way to Steiner Ranch. It's off of 2222 on River Place Boulevard. It's built around a golf course, a golf community called River Place Country Club. Beautiful country club, amazing chefs, great golf too. You can have a social membership there or a full golf membership. Membership is not required for homeowners, unlike some communities like Barton Creek, but you can opt to join in. River Place has some gated communities. It's a destination community, though. There's pretty much one road in and one road out, but it's not super huge like Steiner. I think there's probably about 1,500 homes there. I'm guessing off the top of my head, 12 or 1,500 homes. But some are gated. They're all quiet, mostly cul-de-sac streets. Good schools right across the street from Vandergriff High School, up at 2222. And the house we saw there was in River Place. Not many come for sale there, and it's a little bit higher price point than your starting price here in Austin. But a great alternative if you don't want to be all the way out in Steiner and want to be a little closer in and not have to deal with the traffic. My name is Eric Hegwer. I have a podcast, this podcast, called the Austin Real Estate Podcast, that I do every single day, 7 days a week. My goal is just to connect people and houses here in Austin. I do that using technology, unlike pretty much every other agent here in town. For instance, you can visit my website at ericestate.com, just like real estate, where you can search for houses for free without having to register your email or phone number. In my last episode, episode number 2, I talk about why companies ask you to register and what that means for you and for the brokers that get your email and how you're going to be hounded and pestered. I'm not going to do that to you. You can search for houses for free without registering at ericestate.com. Just click on buyers or a neighborhood. You'll see very quickly how to search right there on the front page, and the green area is a search bar. One of the things I want to talk to you today about, I always seem to give a tip and a story. I'll tell the story at the end today. And first, I'll give you a tip about the MLS and searching the MLS. The MLS, or Multiple Listing Search Service, has 150, 200 different fields that you can look for characteristics for a house. Most searches, I tend to start customers and clients off very, very simply. What part of town do you want to live in? How many bedrooms and bathrooms do you want? And what's your rough price point? And if you go to ericestate.com, you'll see that right there on the front page in the green search area. You can type in any neighborhood, any zip code. You can just type in a city: Austin, Pflugerville, Cedar Park, Barton Creek, Westlake, Rolling Wood, Round Rock, I think I said. And you can fill that out. And of course, the more information you put in, the more narrowed down your search results will be. We've all done internet searches. I'm pretty sure everybody has. If you're listening to this podcast, you're very tech savvy and can easily do it from a desktop or a mobile or a tablet device. But the MLS, as an agent, we spend about an hour or so inputting all the different features of a house when it goes on the market. What kind of ceilings it has, how big are the trees, does it have a butler's pantry, is it a vent fan over the stove that is internally exhausted or externally exhausted? Which direction does the house face? Is it in a floodplain? These are all different little minutia fields that you can search for in addition to the basic stuff, bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms. Frequently, I find myself setting up unique searches for people on my website. Because they have specific requirements that they need. For instance, let's say they don't want to have any stairs in the house. You can search for four-bedroom homes in a neighborhood that has only one story. Or perhaps your in-laws are going to live with you, and so you want a master bedroom upstairs, and you also want a second master bedroom downstairs. We can search for houses that have two masters, one up and one down. We can search for homes that have fenced yards if you have pets. We can search for houses that have jacuzzi whirlpool tubs or granite countertops. We can do a search for houses that have wood floors and granite countertops only in a specific price point. Pretty much as perfect as you want your house to be, we can set up a search for it. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be a house available with all those characteristics, but we can search for it and then set up an alert for you so that when one of those houses do become available, you get notified. And that's some of the powers of the MLS. So if we take the house that I just saw in River Place yesterday, for instance, we can search for wood floors, we can search for swimming pools, we can search for River Place, we can search for five bedrooms, and we can search for a game room. And all of these things will point and lead us to this house and any others that are matching those criteria in River Place. We can change it to Westlake or Steiner Ranch or Pflugerville. And depending on the neighborhood that you want to live in, we can search for schools and school district. Let's say you've outgrown your house that goes to Anderson High School, for instance. You've got two kids in high school already, and you don't want to change their high school mid-year, and you've got another one on the way, another kid coming, and you need a bigger house. So we can search for instance, four-bedroom homes that go to Anderson High School and narrow it right down to those houses specifically. And I can do that for any high school. I can do that for any school. About the only thing I can't search for is churches. They haven't put that in the MLS yet. But I think they probably will someday. Homes near your churches. That's not actually a bad idea. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about why it's important to search for homes that you like and not have to compromise. If you have the time to sell a house and buy a house, it's important to do these searches. You can't do searches like these on Zillow, for instance. Zillow won't give you this granularity for searching and automatic alerts. Most websites don't do that. I like to provide value to you as a client. I know that sometimes you just want to look at houses and maybe not be contacted by a real estate agent. I'm not going to contact you until you tell me to contact you. It's that simple. Once you give me your email, then we can have a conversation. But you're welcome to search for free any time of the day on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, on your Mac, whatever, at ericestate.com for houses. You know, that registering for your email is just an old way of doing things. And I hate to say it, but a lot of real estate agents are kind of outdated in the way they work. They may know how to use Facebook and they may know how to use technology, but they're not dialed in to technology nearly as much as they could be. They say they're a paperless agent, but when they show up, they have stacks and stacks of papers to give you or notes, and they're taking notes in their notepad. I am a true paperless agent. I can give you contracts. I can give you MLS sheets. I can send them to your phone right there while you're standing next to me so that you don't even have any paper to deal with. And the agents, they don't use technology as fully as they could. They don't understand the searches and how granular you can get in these searches. It's really quite remarkable. For instance, I have some investor clients who are always looking for good deals. And there are several neighborhoods here in town that are good for investing. When I say good for investing, they have to be they have to cash flow, meaning an investor typically puts 20% down on a house. They don't pay all cash out. And when you put 20% down, you're going to have a set mortgage rate based on that. To have a good investment house that cash flows, you need to make sure that your mortgage covers your – you need to make sure that the rent covers your mortgage, your property taxes, and your insurance, which only happens in a few neighborhoods here in Austin. And I can set up a search for you to make sure that that happens. Not a lot of agents will do that or know those neighborhoods where the sales price of the house, when you put 20% down, has a monthly payment that is less than what the current rental rates are for that neighborhood. That's the key to investing, to make sure that your tenants will pay the mortgage and you have no costs. And in fact, in some cases, you get a couple $100 back a month because the mortgage is actually significantly less than the rental rates. It's hard to find houses that have that right price point in that right neighborhood. But with the search on my website, you can easily find those houses. The story I want to tell today is about a first-time home buyer. He was a referral client. But let me tell actually a different story. I'll tell this story in another episode about a first-time home buyer. I'm going to talk about a client I met because I was helping her fix her flat tire. I was helping a lady. I was driving down the road and helping a lady because I saw that she had pulled over and was on her cell phone and had a flat tire. She was a nice car. And well, I have some experience with fixing flats. I used to work on cars a lot in high school. So I pulled over and started to help her change her tire, and I did it in about 4.5 minutes so she could get on her way. And she simply thanked me. She didn't have any way of paying me or anything like that. And of course, I would never ask for any money to do this. But changing a tire is pretty easy. You put the car into park. You put a block under one of the tires, or a rock in this case. Put the jack under another tire. Lift up the car. Take off the lug nuts. Put the spare tire on. Tighten the lug nuts down. Lower the car down. Make sure the lug nuts are tight, and move the block away. Done deal. It takes literally 5 minutes. And that's what I did to help her out. And she asked at the very end, well, what can I do can I get your contact information? Can I send you a thank you note? And I said, no, of course not. I'm not going to accept anything from you. But here's my card. And all I asked was that if you have any friends who are looking to buy or sell real estate here in Austin, if you could give me a call. And she said, well, funny thing is my husband and I, we were talking about buying a house. And, of course, one thing led to another, and 6 weeks later, we were sitting at the closing table, and she was buying her first house, and I helped her find a place to live. You never know where you're going to meet people in real estate. It's the funniest thing. So I want to ask you right now, if you know of anybody who's looking to buy or sell real estate, if you wouldn't mind just sharing this show with them, sharing the Austin Real Estate Podcast with them. Tell them that Eric gives a show every day and talks about real estate here in Austin. He gives tips. He tells a funny story, or at least a real estate-related story. And he'll share community events, like having a Life Flight helicopter land in the parking lot of the school across the street from my office. If you want to take a look at that, I'm going to post the picture on my Facebook page, ericestate.com, and also on Instagram, where I'm Eric Estate. You can follow me on all the major social media channels. If you have a question that you would like answered about real estate, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a note from my website. You can tweet me. You know what? You can even give me a call. Leave me a message if you'd like. To leave me a message, let the phone ring once if I don't pick it up, and then press the hashtag sign, the pound button, on the keypad, and it'll take you right to voicemail, I believe. And my telephone number is area code 650-704-1536. Feel free to call that or text that if you have any questions about real estate. I want to thank you for listening. I want to encourage you to subscribe. I want to tell you that I'll be back tomorrow, and here's to desires and their completions.